American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today back in the saddle. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance and all of our great partners at Armed American Radio. And I want to thank quickly the American Adversaries, who took the show for me Tuesday and Wednesday last week, and of course, Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, who grabbed the chair and the microphone for me, the Car Arms Platinum microphone for me on Thursday and Friday. I really appreciate having those incredible guys, very professional and very popular talk radio hosts, able to jump in the chair for me and have my back when I was out doing some business for you. There's going to be a ton about that coming up in the near future. Let's quickly cover the monster cast real fast. Then we're going to go to our guest, A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, who was flying across the country yesterday and couldn't make it. But go back and listen to Alan. If you listen to nothing but 1 hour, listen to Alan Gottlieb. And I got to tell you, split it in half, because you've got to hear John Lott, the nation's two foremost experts on Supreme Court issues, Alan Gottlieb and John Lott. And the conversations that we had about ACB, Amy Coney Barrett, and how pro-gun she is. I laid out the case for her yesterday regarding an analysis of her dissent in the Kattner case versus U.S. and Wisconsin. And it was absolutely brilliant. If you read it and read it the way I did, you will be hard-pressed to believe that she would in any way, shape, or form vote against your right to keep and bear arms. If you are involved in conversations, pseudo-intellectual conversations with people who think that might be the case, go back and listen to what Mr. Gottlieb said in the first hour. More about that later. I've only got him for 30 minutes. Let's go right to A.W.R. Hawkins, Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. How the heck are you, brother?
I'm doing good, Mark. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you, too. How was you did a wedding in Kentucky, huh?
Yeah, it was great. It was super. So
fun stuff.
I love Kentucky. I love to see the mist in the morning hugging those fields. Yeah,
I'm telling you, and you know, the bluegrass state lives up to its name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous, and we just absolutely love it. So,
well, I'll tell you what, the next time you have a party that's getting married, make sure that they don't interrupt this program in your appearance, because we missed you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, hey, let's jump into some of what you wrote. I didn't have a chance to cover you last night. I was going to ask you to jump on the show this week, and I'm glad you could. Let's go right to Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Democrat, communist, Marxist, socialist run Chicago, because we had over 49 people shot in that cesspool. I'm sorry, Chicago residents. I'm sorry. It's impossible to describe it any other way. This goes on week after week after week, month after month, year after year. AWR, you and I have covered tens of thousands of these incidents. Yet if it's not you and I talking about it, it barely scratches the surface of mainstream press. Yet it's Democrat controlled. Could that be why?
Yeah, that's a large part. That's why none of these cities, Baltimore or New Orleans or St. Louis, none of them get the coverage that they really deserve, because it would just be a focus on the failure of Democrat gun control policies. And the same thing with Chicago. But yeah, 49 people killed, and it's just a violent place. Had one 5-year-old girl stabbed to death, and they've arrested her own mom for it. And just absolutely crazy what's going on in that city.
When you can leave me speechless, I talk for a living, you write for a living, and you talk for a living for that matter. And you and I have been speechless in this before. 11 were killed in Chicago over the weekend, and out of that 49 shot. And out of that 49, AWR, you and I both know that more people will die. We won't even get that reporting. We won't even see that. Some of those wounded are going to die. Here's the quick tally for you, America. 543 shot and killed so far in Chi-Town. Shot and wounded, 2,645. Picture, AWR, let's put it in perspective. Like, picture a mega church that you might go to or your own church and fill it with people and realize that that's what we're talking about. Put the number in perspective for you. Total shot, 3,188 in Chicago, 596 total homicides. Of course, that means 53 others, but the vast majority are with firearms, and the vast majority of those, of course, are handguns, yet their whole scream is to take away your assault weapons. It's just absolutely unbelievable. Now, AWR, we're going to move quick with you because we only got you for the first two segments. When I see protesters, and it hits home to me, protesters, let me make this clear, rioters. When I see rioting on the streets of places like St. Petersburg, Florida, and they're in people's faces, it angers me. Talk to me, because you wrote about it and showed the video, protesters pressuring armed business owners.
Right. Well, that was a guy in Louisville. They had firebombed his business the night before, and I can't say they had. I don't know that those very protesters had, but somebody had. And then the next day they walked up to him and were asking him to voice support for Black Lives Matter, and he wouldn't do it. And, you know, if you watch the video, you can see him sitting there. He's got an AR-15 strapped across his chest, and he's got a handgun on his hip, and he's standing guard outside his business. And they got very irate with him because he wouldn't pledge allegiance to the Black Lives Matter movement. But he refused to budge. After they screamed a little bit, I think he said, asked him if they were trying to intimidate him, and he let them know that he would not be intimidated.
Yeah, this guy also had, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going back a couple of days when I saw the video, he also had about a six magazine pouch for that AR-15. He was loaded up pretty good. And if you watch the video, he was very kind. He was not getting agitated. He wasn't letting the agitated rioters intimidate him, except near the end, it got a little bit, what's the right word? Because nobody got violent, but he was beginning to turn and walk away because I thought it was getting maybe heated is the right way, right, to describe it.
He stood his ground well, and basically it's how you have to handle this situation, and that's why we've had a run on guns in this country. I'm not inviting or encouraging vigilantism or anything like that, but being armed to defend yourself and your property, that's a whole nother matter, and that's what this guy demonstrated.
So let's go then to, because you just mentioned why gun sales are moving. You wrote on the 25th, just 3 days ago, gun sales surge 80% in 7 swing states, and those are the operative words, I think, in your headline, are 7 swing states. Those new gun owners are voting, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. They're voting.
Right. They are going to vote. And, you know, you have you have in these people, folks who have never really thought about gun ownership before. You know, we've covered at Breitbart, National Shooting Sports Foundation put forward that during the first 6 months of this year alone, there were nearly 5 million first-time gun owners purchasing guns. Mm-hmm. Their very first gun, nearly 5 million. Now, you add to that that there's an 80% surge in gun sales in swing states. And then you add to that what we covered this morning at Breitbart, that Mike Bloomberg's gun control group, Every Town for Gun Safety, they're not even pushing gun control in swing states anymore. They're pushing health care instead. You don't have to be very good at math to figure out that when you add two and two here, what it's telling you is the American people don't want gun control. That's what it's telling you.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up because you're reading my brain. That's what I love about AWR Hawkins, man. We're on the same page. You're right, including Shannon Watts and Every Town for Gun Safety now pivoting to health care. Now, you're going to have Gabby Gifford's organization. They're going to continue to push. They're going to blow up with ACB, with Amy Coney Barrett. We'll talk about that in the next segment with you, et cetera. You're going to have Every Town do that. They're all going to go into attack mode on this, on the gun aspect of this. But I truly believe they're more going to focus with her on other issues because they don't want to bring guns up during that hearing, because millions of Americans are owning guns. I'm not sure they're going to attack her Second Amendment position. She's already been vetted 3 years ago by the Senate bipartisan committee when she was, of course, nominated and, of course, made it to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. AWR, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about her. And I've got a whole bunch of other things, including a 78-year-old grandma happy ending story. When a 78-year-old grandma holds a punk idiot at bay till the cops get there, because where she lives, the cops aren't defunded, and she does it with a shotgun. That's America, man. That's the country I want to call home. That's the Second Amendment in action. We'll be right back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. God, it feels so good to be home in the studio of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. All of it being presented to you by X Insurance in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest. Derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
this upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed, GunBroker.com studios. And this segment is being brought to you by GunBroker. Make sure to check out GunBroker.com. If you can't find it on your store shelves, GunBroker has it. It's there. Their numbers are flying. 100% free, 1.5 million auctions every single day. And all you have to do is go over and sign up to peruse them. It's that simple. Email address, free, end of discussion. Now, you're going to buy something, so I mean, don't blame me if you're buying something while you're at GunBroker, right? You're probably going to want to anyway. That's why you want to go. But if you are seriously looking for something, you can't find it on your store shelves. I can promise you it's at GunBroker, okay? Go have fun. There's a lot of them with a buy now price, so you don't have to jerk around with it. If you want to, you can get involved in the auctions. I've done a few, and they're a tremendous amount of fun. I figured out how to get it rolling, and I figured out if I don't win, how to upset the guy who does. So there you go. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. We're talking about gun sales rising. We're talking about a bunch of stuff. We've got short segment with you here. Let me pivot over to Amy Coney Barrett, who AWR, after long conversations with Alan Gottlieb, after reading that dissent in the Kattner case and pouring through it with a fine-tooth comb at least a dozen times now, again, including two or three more times today, word for word, I can't find any indication to suggest otherwise that she is anything other than a Justice Scalia on steroids. What do you think?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean,
good.
Even if that dissent didn't exist, just her dedication to the Constitution in general, which again is very Scalia-like. That is that's enough. I mean, I have no reservations about her. None.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and that means a lot. Alan said the same thing. I am in complete agreement. And look, guys, I was looking, listeners, viewers, I was trying to find something that I could poke holes in here with, and I couldn't. And I was doing that from the standpoint of finding something that we could discuss with Alan and say, look, Alan, I found this hole over here, maybe what appears to be a hole over here. And I couldn't do it. Because I couldn't do it, I feel pretty confident in that. And when you see some of her other comments, as AWR just mentioned, outside that dissent, then I feel pretty confident. You know, the only thing that really bothers me about it, AWR, is the fact that it sure would be nice to have had Roberts in that category and know we had a solid 6-3, not just on guns, but on other conservative issues as well. Unfortunately, we don't, but flipping the Ginsburg seat at least gives us a solid 5-4 majority on guns, correct?
Correct. All right. And it gives us some cover for when Roberts goes away. And so, yeah, it sets us up for many years of protection.
Well, it sure does, regardless of the outcome of the election, which is exactly why it is so critical and so vital that the Republicans do what they do now. Although I am still predicting, even though I know Mr. Gottlieb yesterday had some reservations, and he should. Believe me, I'm trying to be as optimistic as possible. But I can still, unless something absolutely whacked happens. In 2016, I told you, watch out tomorrow morning when you wake up. There's going to be a lot of flipped out people. And there was. And I said, Trump plus 300 electoral votes. I was off by six. Wait till we see what happens this year. All right. 78-year-old grandma. Dude, this is America to me. When 78-year-old grandma can hold off an intruder at gunpoint for an undefunded police department, I absolutely love it. She used a shotgun to hold an intruder at bay in Spanaway, Washington, and held that alleged intruder at gunpoint for police. And KIRO was reporting that she gave her name as Sandy, quote, began searching through the house after her dog Boo Boo began barking. Tell us about this. This is awesome.
I love the dog Boo Boo. yeah, and she opened the back door. It's basically a door that opens up to an enclosed back porch, and there he was just staring at her. And so she grabbed a shotgun and cocked it, told him to sit down on the steps, which he did, and she stood over him. And she said she felt empowered. And after a little while, I guess, I don't want to put words in her mouth, I don't want to give her an attitude that she didn't show, but it's almost like she did talk a little trash. She said she told him, I've got grandkids older than you. And but she was sitting there holding him with that single-shot shotgun when the police came. And that's
Say that again. Do we still have you?
I'm here. I said she was holding me with that single-shot shotgun when the police came, and that's that.
That's that, man. And let me give you a couple quotes from this because it's wonderful. These are quotes from Sandy. Now, keep in mind, Boo-Boo in the photograph, I'm going to play some theater of the mind here for you because I can't show you the photograph. Well, actually, I could if you're watching on the Facebook live stream. But all of you radio station listeners across the country, there is a great picture of her standing there holding her little dog. It's a terrier of sorts in one hand while she's gesturing with the other. So Boo-Boo's got it going on and must have been yapping like crazy, which I thought was outstanding. And here she says, after she began searching through the house after she heard the noise, she said, we looked at each other for a few minutes, and he turned and started to leave. She retrieved her shotgun to prevent the suspect from escaping. I said, oh, no, you don't. You stay right there. She says, and I reached over and got my shotgun, and I cocked it, and I told him to stay right there because he was going to turn and walk away. He complied. She went out, stood by him with the shotgun, holding him at gunpoint until police arrived. And as AWR just said, she told police while she was there trash talking him, telling him, I've got grandchildren your age. So this is just, I mean, AWR, all the happy ending stories we've covered over the years, stories like this really, truly warm my heart because she would never have been able to do that without that shotgun.
Right. And she did say that it was empowering or she felt empowered. I can't remember how she worded it. And I think that's important because, as we've said a gazillion times, that's what gun ownership allows a woman to do. She defends not only her life, but her dignity. And in this case, you know, a woman 78 years old, you might think that'd be pretty easy physically for him to handle her and get on in the house and get what he needs. Maybe so, but not if she's got a gun. And that's,
I'll tell you what,
that's the beauty.
I tell you what, it really truly is the beauty of the Second Amendment. That is America in action. And that is exactly what Joe Biden and the rest of the socialist Marxist communists masquerading as former Democrats are trying to take away from you. You don't have to take my word for it. Simply go to joebiden.com and read his plans to end gun violence. It means taking away Sandy and Boo-Boo's ability to do what they just did. Sandy protected her and Boo-Boo because she has a right to keep and bear arms. Now, AWR, I know we're going to cut out here in just a minute, and I want to thank you so much for being here, but you've got a headline up. Mark McCloskey hands postcard of iconic gun photo to woke woman shouting abolish the suburbs. Let me just say this. I spoke on the phone with Mark McCloskey when I was in the Second Amendment Foundation office in Bellevue, Washington last Wednesday, briefly, for a moment. We've got contact information to bring him. I'm considering bringing him on the program. But you've got 30 seconds. What was the photo? What did he do?
It was a photo of him and his wife standing out in front of their house with guns to keep protesters out of their lawn. And the woman yelling at him, destroy the suburbs or whatever she said. And she's telling him, F you, F your guns, this and that. And he just walks out to her and hands her a postcard. And it was beautiful. Freedom.
AWR Hawkins, you're beautiful, man. Welcome home. Glad you had a great time at the wedding. Thanks for jumping in here and talking with us across the country on the radio today. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That, of course, is my regular weekend political analyst and contributor, AWR Hawkins, a staple on this show for years now. From Breitbart News, you can read everything he writes at Breitbart News. I'll be back with some scary stuff right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Damn right you are. Welcome back in the studios with me. If you are watching on the Facebook stream, if you're listening on the radio anywhere across the country, you can watch the program live streaming at facebook.com/Armed American Radio every single day of the week. Every single day of the week here from the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. We've got a great studio built out for you. And I'm digging the picture behind me of the outlaw Josie Wales, which is really good. Somebody said to me the other day, dude, that's distracting to you. It's such a great shot. You got to love it. And it just is so befitting in the times that we're in right now. We could use a Josie Wales on every street corner, couldn't we? Wouldn't that be great? I'm telling you what, man. All right. This is the GunBroker.com studios. Obviously, this is the Car Arms Platinum microphone. I'll give you this partner rundown here in the next segment. But suffice to say, it's all being brought to you by X Insurance. And as you know, I was out in Utah for the week with the X Insurance folks. And were kind enough to have my family come out, and I was able to do business all 4 days out there, not only in Utah, but then up in Seattle, Bellevue area with the Second Amendment Foundation. We're really excited about some stuff. You're going to begin seeing a lot of things, not just here and hearing about them here, but in other areas around. If you're paying attention to anything relative to the firearms community, you're going to begin seeing that X logo. You can see it right behind me here on the screen if you're watching, all over the place. And I would highly recommend that you give them a call. More about that coming up. We'll be, you know, patience is a virtue here. All right, now I'm going to scare the crap out of you, is what I'm going to do. And I think scaring the crap out of you when it comes to the topic that we're talking about right now is probably a really good thing. Because a lot of us, it's human It's human desire to want to not think about bad stuff. We suppress it. It's denial. And anybody that's heard Colonel Grossman on the show, he's the guy that gave Shonto the name Shonto, has heard him talk about denial and how denial kills. And we don't want to think. And, you know, a good example of this is someone like Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who doesn't want to think this stuff is happening, and she can't govern effectively. Number one, she's a socialist, communist, Marxist, masquerading as a former Democrat. That's a huge strike against her governing effectively anyway. But she wouldn't know how if she tried. She's overwhelmed with what's happening in her city, as most Democrats, communist, socialist, Marxist, formerly masquerading as Democrats, are now doing in those cities across the country. They can't govern their way through this. How do I know that? That's why the Antifa groups and the BLM groups are there taking advantage of the situation, because they know that they can. And it's called insurrection. And I was given, I mentioned, I kind of teased this a little bit on last night's program when I said I had some intelligence. Well, I was okay with going ahead and I checked with Unconstrained Analytics, and I want you guys to check this out. But the publication is called Insurrection and Violence, A Citizen's Guide. Let me read just a little bit from it, from the intro on the webpage, and then I'm going to go into some details with you, because these are things you need to know. And yes, we are at this point in America today, and I'll tell you what I'm doing personally so that you can use that as an example. This book by Unconstrained Analytics is a guide for all citizens that are concerned with the chaos and violence occurring on the streets of America, regardless of political outlook. Though much of the violence clearly has a political intent and purpose, this is outside the scope of the study. The goal: to explain the violence, who is perpetrating it, and how to avoid becoming a victim sounds simple enough. However, this is a very dynamic situation. The amount of information available is immense, and much of it is opinion disguised as the truth. Fake news, right? That's what we're talking about here. To help with the task, the writers consulted with experienced and proven analysts on intelligence, crime, politics, revolutionary warfare, history, survival, and trauma medicine. They separated fact from perception, assessing the inexplicable and delivering it concisely. It serves well as a handbook for the average American. And it goes on to talk about this, and this is what's going to get you frightened, because the United States, as this says, is enveloped in crisis. You don't need this book to tell you this. You already know this. You can feel it in your stomach. It's been coming for years, actually. We've been talking about that coming, we don't know what, that gut feeling that we all have in our own guts for years on Armed American Radio. But we've gone as far to now hear this, something we've been telling you on the program for a decade. Not since the Civil War have we faced an insurgency and resistance movement with the capacity, capability, and very real potential to, hear this, fundamentally change the structure of our republic. Who famously said that after his election victory in 2008? The fundamental transformation of America begins. What was he talking about? You're watching it. It's, I think, transformed and it's evolved in a way that wasn't anticipated originally, because Hillary Clinton was supposed to win the election. And had that happened, we would have seen things manifest themselves in a much different way than we are seeing right now. But here's what's key. All of this, this fundamental change, the structure of our republic, all of it without passing a single law. Without passing a single law. And I quote, "We are near a tipping point of insurrection and unlegislated change from which the nation thus changed will cease to be recognized or function as a representative republic." And the reason that they wrote the report was, and I quote them, "to alert you to this fact that we are under attack by an insurgency syndicate employing unconventional warfare tactics." What kind of tactics are they employing? Well, you see it playing out every single day, depending on what fake news program you're tuned into. But what we're going to talk about here, let's just go through a little bit, is the situation. Where are we? What is actually happening in America today? And who is perpetrating this? Where is all of it coming from? Let's take a quote from President Abraham Lincoln in April of 1861. "I appeal to all loyal citizens to favor, facilitate, and aid this effort to maintain the honor, the integrity, and the existence of our national union and the perpetuity of popular government, and to redress wrongs already long enough endured. I deem it proper to say that the first service assigned
to the forces hereby called forth will probably be to repossess the forts, places, and property which have been seized from the Union. And in every event, the utmost care will be observed consistently with the objects aforesaid to avoid any devastation and destruction of or interference with property or any disturbance of peaceful citizens in any part of this country. And I hereby command the persons composing the combinations aforesaid to disperse and retire peaceably to their respective abodes within 20 days from this date. That didn't happen, did it? It was an honorable thing to suggest, but it didn't happen. We are not in the United States in any way, shape, or form immune to anything that we're seeing in other countries. Think, oh, I don't know, pick one. Venezuela comes to mind. Do you believe that the United States is immune to what happened in Venezuela? If you know anything about what happened to Venezuela, one of the wealthiest countries in the hemisphere at the time, when it was overtaken by Marxist, communist, socialist ideology in play right here in America today, being given cover by a Democrat Party, one of America's great, two great parties in our two-party system of governance in this nation, now being given cover. We have got socialists who have infiltrated the United States Congress, think AOC, think Bernie Sanders, and others who are now coming out as socialists based on what they tell us and what they don't tell us. And it appears that the Democrat Party itself is assisting in this effort, at the very least, giving it cover. You would be naive and in denial to think that what happened in Venezuela can't happen to you. It can. And what this book lays out in 58 pages is exactly how it's being done, who's doing it, where the funding has come from, how they move the money. Because there is movement of money involved in this. When we come back from the break, I want to go to a section on, well, if I have this, Antifa riot. I do have it, and we're going to hold off because I don't have enough time to go into it right now. I've just been told we've got a few seconds. When I come back, I'm going to dig a little bit into this. I'm going to tell you how this syndicate is actually working in America today, what techniques it's employing, how it's being funded. And then I'm going to ask you the question that a lot of Americans are asking. Why the hell aren't the people who are funding this going to prison? Some of the names of the groups might shock you, because you hear them sometimes on national television programs that masquerade as news. Is it being covered, given cover by the Democrat machine? Back right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses classes are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. I am drinking Defender Coffee in here. If you're watching on the Facebook stream, you can see me. I have my Braves mug up here, and I've got some Defender Coffee in there. I was drinking that last night as well during the program. It was a long week. Let me very quickly go through just a few of my sponsors and our partners here very quickly, and then go back to this insurgency report because it is absolutely vital. I will be covering this throughout the week, this topic. It is so vital. What is happening in the country and the republic today is so dangerous, and we've discussed bits and pieces of this without the benefit of a report like this for years. Yeah, when you look back at some of the things we've talked about, we could have written this report ourselves had we wanted to do some of the research, because we've talked about the actual content, the topics itself. First, LeadslingersWhiskey.com, PulseTV.com/armed. You can text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445 and get the coolest stuff in the world sent to you every single day. They don't bother you. You might not hear from them for a day. You're not going to be getting texts all day long. Only when it's cool stuff that pertains to you as an AAR viewer or listener. MyPillow.com, promo code AAR. Holidays are coming. Please support these sponsors. They keep this show over the airwaves. It is so important, particularly with this election and the cycle coming up next. The next 4 years are going to be just incredible for the fight to keep and bear arms, regardless of who wins the White House, because Congress is going to come into play. GunBroker.com, my gosh, it's 100% free. Just go peruse the auctions. It's a blast. And, of course, DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. Join the Second Amendment Foundation at SAF.org. Purchase a gun from Carr Arms. If you can't find one in the shops, you go to GunBroker to get it. They're out there. They're everywhere. I've seen them with my own eyes. Today, NorthAmericanArms.com, a little bit more prevalent out there because of the size. They're absolutely beautiful. Buy one just because they're eye candy, and they're awesome, and they support Armed American Radio. Let's not forget frontsight.com/mark. Frontsight.com/mark. Get the free certificate, please. And I think that's got us covered, of course, of X Insurance, because all of this is being presented by X Insurance. If you want a custom policy built for you, this isn't a membership umbrella. Everybody gets the same thing, okay? This is custom insurance for you, your house, your family, your boat, your cars, your businesses, firearms, if you're a cop,
anything you need done, you talk to X Insurance and they'll get it done for you and build you something custom. All right, let's go over to some pretty scary stuff here. The Palmieri report, before I go to the Citizen's Guide. Antifa admits to CNN they are buying bulletproof vests and gas masks. Antifa, loose-knit cadre of loser Marxist communist anarchists with an ideology that has no place in this country. But they're buying. Who are buying this for them? Where's this money coming from? A Portland Antifa member told CNN they are now buying bulletproof vests because, quote, it turns out we might need them. Well, I'll tell you what, bud, you might be right about that. I know certain neighborhoods you come to, you're definitely going to need one. That much I can promise you. Shelby Talcott put a tweet out, I guess it was a couple days ago, on September 23rd with a photograph. A parked U-Haul was waiting for the crowd up the street. It contained supplies such as signs, shields, water, etc. I'm not sure how people knew what it contained. Police are up ahead. The license plate, they gave that out. Comes to find out that Dolores Canales, the U-Haul van was reported to have been rented under the name Holly Zoller with the Bail Project. You know, let's get Antifa out of jail for being arrested for burning down that man and woman's business. The Bail Project, you know, those really kind beauties that they are. Dolores Canales is on the board of the Bail Project, providing U-Hauls in Louisville. She is a former Soros Justice Fellow. Now, you get the idea. So let me move this over here now. If you're following along in the guide, and some of you on the Facebook page were asking about that. When part of the citizenry is seduced by Marxist, Leninist, Maoist, MLM ideology, and especially when the majority of the population is scared, these are the four S's here, scared, silenced, subdued, make them the three S's, but there's more. The conditions are right for successful revolution. There's the four S's. Scared, silenced, subdued, successful revolution. It is what permits a determined few to organize, control, and coerce millions. Ever wonder how Hitler came to power? How does evil like that get 20 million people on their side? How does that happen? This is how it happens. The formula is what led to the success of many color revolutions in recent years. Using cell phones and social media platforms, these broad-based resistance coalitions united around a single cause. Right? Sound familiar? And rapidly grew to astonishing numbers. The massive protest riots and targeted violence surprised and overwhelmed government countermeasures, and consequently, most of these recent revolutions achieved significant levels of success. Now, think about overwhelming government countermeasures. Put yourself in a Marxist, communist, socialist, formerly known as Democrat-controlled city, and those aren't government countermeasures. They're working with them in Portland, Seattle, and others. Think New York City, Mayor de Blasio, painting the Black Lives Matter mural in front of Trump Tower to shove it right up Trump. Got it? They're working in conjunction. That should frighten every American. We understand you're concerned about your protection and that of your family, friends, and community. We describe prudent planning that you can do now, et cetera. They go on to talk about what the book itself does in those 58 pages. But let's talk a little bit about what this is. The clandestine leadership of the NAIS, the North American Insurgency Syndicate, was waiting for this opportunity. An offensive operation was pre-planned and sitting on the shelf. It was set to launch at a moment of national crisis or during a broad social justice movement. 2020 brought both. Now, when you go back to what I just said, let me move back over to this other piece about Soros funded the Bail Project. And the fact that there are you, here's all you need to know. When there is a pallet of bricks awaiting a planned protest and groups of individuals in what's called Black Bloc, we'll talk more about that this week, that know where that pallet of bricks is, that shows organization. To suggest otherwise or deny it is devastating to this republic. Why? I'll tell you why. The Insurgency Syndicate has successfully employed a campaign of planned crisis operations. This helped them occupy and hold territory. Think CHOP or CHAZ, whatever you want to call it. That was in Seattle. The resulting negotiations marginalized the police and made the government look inept. This, in turn, has provided the NAIS, the North American Insurgency Syndicate, with a strategic advantage to influence their primary target, the population. Many have been seduced, either joining the riots. Think those young millennials that are out there toppling statues who have no earthly idea what's going on. They just want to join the revolution because we have to do something, because Black Lives Matter is the slogan that is being what? Opportunistically. I got to be careful with the way I use that. Let's just say influence. I'll leave it at that for now. Much more to talk about this. I don't want to give too much away. Many have been seduced, either joining riots, openly providing direct support, or participating in the social media war of minds. Others have been scared, subdued, or silenced. In unconventional warfare, success is measured by effects achieved on the population. Viewed through this lens, quoting now, the insurgency is winning. They are on the offensive, gathering strength, controlling the media narrative. Where do we hear about that all the time on this program, right? And have the strategic initiative. The U.S. government is being outmaneuvered and is on the defensive. Doing nothing will imperil this republic. You're up for a fascinating week this week. We're going to spend a lot of time on this, a lot more to tell you about it, because you need to know about it. Armed men, we're going to talk about what you do and how you can prepare. I'm going to tell you how I'm preparing personally. You can take some ideas from me. I love each and every one of you. So glad to be back. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.